The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, you will know our next guest from your TV screens, where he put celebs through a week of hell in Special Forces Ultimate Hell Week. And now Ray Goggins, adventurer and, of course, former Special Forces soldier, is back with season two of Uncharted. In Uncharted, Ray leads another bunch of Irish celebrities through extreme wilderness challenges, but this time challenges that lead to deeper conversations and perhaps stronger connections. Ray, you're very welcome to the show. I have to be honest, I do look at the shows that you do and I think, dear God, that looks terrifying.
Yeah, well, like, look, it's all relative, to be fair, Ciara. So, look, yeah, some of it can be very much so, but it's about kind of, you know, maybe trying it out, being a bit adventurous, a bit of courage, a bit of teamwork, you know, a bit of madness, a bit of everything, really. So it's all good.
And the challenges that the celebrities that are going to undertake in Uncharted, tell us about them. What kind of I suppose challenges and tasks will they face?
Yeah, there's a number of ones. Like, they're all quite unique, really, because, you know, the four in this season that, you know, number two is coming up this week, they're all completely unique, all made in different parts of the world. So the one this week was a particularly arduous one, where we went to Costa Rica and we basically travelled from coast to coast, so from the Pacific to the Atlantic side. So look, we basically negotiated jungle, mountains, rivers, you know, basically everything and anything in driving rain. It was really harsh, and like, I was with two absolute athletes, so the fitness levels were really good, to be fair. So like, I'm like some old boy trying to chase after this pair.
I was going to say, look, you're really fit, but so was Ciara McGeehan and so is Michael Darren McCauley. I mean, he cycled by me on the street the other day, and he still looks like he could easily line out for the Dubs in midfield. So was it hard keeping up with them?
They could both line out for the Dubs or anybody they wanted to do. Yeah. You know, so could Ciara. Like, the two of them were just absolute supreme athletes. So,
Ciara's unbelievable. Yeah, she's absolute phenomenal.
Incredible. Look, brilliant mix of mindset and work rate out of the pair of them. They're not only these physical specimens of people, and they're absolute winners, the two of them. There's no quit. You know, they just work so hard. But they're very grounded, and, you know, they're good crack as well. We had a great week in the jungle.
And Ray, does anyone, no spoilers, does anyone crack? Does anyone quit? Because I think I could sign up to something like this and I'd say you'd show me something like a big mad river or something, and I'd end up just crying and clinging to your leg.
No, that's okay. Crying and clinging is good, like, because it's about the three of us getting through something. So we're always, everyone has their own strengths and their own abilities. So, like, you know, it's not always about me being the guide and bringing them through stuff. Some of the things in the week, like, either Ciara will excel at it and she'll take the lead, or Michael Darrow will. And that's the beauty of the whole program that I love about it, because, you know, for me in particular, like, I don't always have to be the one, you know, setting the tone. Like, the lads can do the same thing too.
That's interesting, because I was going to ask you, and I'm kind of curious. I haven't had a chance to watch the new series yet. I know the first one was out last week. I'm looking forward to catching up on them. But how do you know how far to push people with the challenge? I mean, I've seen the promos for this one, and I don't know which of them says, I hate you, Ray, at one point.
Yeah,
and like, how do you know how far to actually push them without pushing too far?
Yeah, that's a great question, Shane. And look, for me personally, I have an idea of people, and, like, you know, I can get the best out of people even if they don't want to. And it's something I'm kind of, you know, I've been doing a lot of my career, particularly now since I left the military and so on. But I find with people, it's all about reading them at the start and, you know, getting to look at them for the first day or two and seeing, like, what their motivations are. Because some people, you know, have different reasons for doing things. And you kind of, when you figure those out, it kind of gives you an idea of how to push. And anyone, regardless of whether they're athletes or, you know, like I two actors and comedians last week.
Yeah, Liam Cunningham, you know, and PJ Gallagher. What a great pairing.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, and look, three old lads on motorbikes in the mountains. How bad, do you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, it was like Victor Meldrew by three. But anyway, how bad? So we, look, it's just about that and figuring that out. And, like, we're all so much tougher, you know, and resilient than we think we are, you know, because, like, sometimes our brain will tell us, oh, no, I don't want to do this, I don't like this. And, like, once you get into it, then you actually love it. And, like, all I'm trying to do for the whole week is just push their boundaries a little bit. And it doesn't be a huge deal at a time. It's just like a little step at a time. So, you know, like one day we might conquer something a little bit, then we go a little bit more the next time. And that's the whole idea. And I think for all of us in our day-to-day lives, just kind of making peace with that and going, look, I won't be...
Do people kind of grow over the course of the time that they spend with you? Because I'm looking at, you obviously have Kyla Cobbler, who's brilliant, and Angela Scanlon. That's another pairing. Like you were saying that the girls were pushed out of their comfort zones and sometimes they found it kind of upsetting. That I think I'd be in that camp. But yeah. but then is there something that happens when people do overcome bigger, maybe physical challenges than they ever thought they could have?
Completely. Like all this is like, you know, people talk about resilience and, you know, people think I'm a tough guy and all this kind of stuff. I'm not tougher than anybody else. Like it's just my kind of view, my perspective on stuff might be slightly different because I believe all of us like have a lot of power in us. And you mentioned Kyle and Angela in particular there, like who were terrified the whole week. We worked in the mountains and stuff, but they kept going. Like, and every time you kind of overcome something that you think, you know, you're not sure, will I fail? Oh my God, I can't do this. You just build that little bit of belief in yourself and you just get an extra little bit of power, a little bit of understanding. And like, you know, you just might go a little bit tougher the next time. And like, it doesn't have to be a huge thing, but like 1% at a time is enough. And I think that's the thing, like, you know, because we're all so strong, like, and we don't see it, you know.
Can I disagree with one thing you said, Ray? You said you're no tougher than anybody else. You're a lot tougher than I am. An awful lot tougher than I am.
And definitely tougher than me.
I don't know about you. I'm getting old now and slow, but you're looking...
Not as old and slow as me. I read somewhere you said that you actually kind of... This was more you and your personality in this show rather than Ultimate Hell Week, where I suppose you have to be... You know, the kind of the sergeant major barking at people and so on. And so did you enjoy this one more? I know you loved the other series as well, but is this more because it's more you? Is it more authentic, more enjoyable?
It is, Shane, because look, this one is all about team. Like, you know, Hell Week was much more visceral and, you know, look, if you don't cut it, the mustard, you're gone. And whereas with this one, like the three of us start whatever we're doing at the weekend, the three of us have to be there at the end. So it's not a case of me like just booting people in the arse and getting them off. I actually have to go with them, like, you know.
Is this less competitive? Do you know the way Ultimate Hell Week was?
It is, absolutely, Kerry. It is less competitive. You're not, like, you are fighting yourself a little bit, but that's the problem. Like, it's, and you have two friends with you to help you fight yourself in that week.
That would be what I would have thought, because I was thinking of the challenges, and I saw you obviously last year with Leo Varadkar, and you had Lyra and Kneecap and all these great gets as well, great people on the show. But I was thinking what would get the better of me wasn't even the physical challenges, it would be the fear. I think my fear... Mm-hmm. of being thrown into this would make my head go to all sorts of useless places that would be holding me back.
And you know what, Kara, we're all the same. Like, I'm programmed very similar to everybody else, you know. Like, I look at fear as something that, like, we're trying to sanitize in our lives now these days. We try and completely eradicate it. And as humans, that's a dangerous thing to do because fear is there in everything we do. So my attitude towards fear is, regardless of what it is, like mountains, bloody...
Well, I was going to ask you about that because I know one of the episodes when Angela Scanlon and Kyla Cobbler, they're tackling the High Atlas Mountains, and I think both of them have a shared fear of heights. But did I read somewhere you have a little bit of a trepidation about it?
Completely, Shane. I'm not a mountaineer. Like, I'm a water guy, like, so, like, I don't particularly like mountains. I never did, and I'm not a... You know, like, look, it is what it is. If it means I have to do it to get to where I want to go, then so be it. I'll embrace it. But, like, my idea with the fear and any fear we deal with, like, fear is your body asking you, what if? Like, what if this happens? What if it doesn't work? What if I don't do well? And, like, all you need to counter that then is have a so what. Whatever your so what is, whether you have a reason why, you have a purpose, you're training yourself, you have a goal, you know, you're connected to people, you're trying to do it as a group. Whatever the thing is to get you over the line, or maybe at least try and attempt it, like, that's all you need to do. Like, you don't have to be perfect at it, you don't even have to do it well, just do it. And that's kind of...
Did anyone surprise you, Ray?
Everybody surprised me, Kara, in brilliant ways. You know, particularly, like, you know, the one of the ones you'd see will be Keaton J. Duffy, where we were in Uganda, and I'd only describe the experience as brutal. Like, Shane, you said I was tough there. Jesus, that all of us, that was like a really, really tough thing. But in fairness,
I can imagine.
In actors and in boy band fellas, tough. But I, you know, Keith Duffy and Jay are two hardy boys. And I had a great week from two lovely men, but like physically strong. Like,
Did you learn anything new about yourself?
I did. I confirmed the fact again that I don't like mountains.
Several times you confirmed this to yourself now.
I did. Do you know what? Yeah, Kieran's like, I knew it anyway. But even things like for me, like, as I said now, particularly with Kieran and Michael Darrow, like, you know, they were absolute machines. And we did a lot of stuff on mountain bikes, and I am not a mountain bike guy. Like, I was the weakest link in that, you know, all the time. But like, it's good for me too, because, you know, I'm fighting hard and I can feel then where it is for them if I'm in that position as well. You know what I mean? You can relate to people when you're that exhausted and tired yourself, and you kind of, you get a good feeling about
it. Did they ever have to keep you going? That's a lot of pressure on you. Did they ever have to keep you going when you were thinking,
maybe not keep me going, but like, maybe wait for me a bit, because I was slow. You know,
that's good to hear.
No, it is, like, and that's what it's all about. Like, it's not, like, any team you're in, it's not about who's the best in the team. It's about how the team is at their best, and everybody. That's what it's about. You either win together or you lose together. That's it. That's the bottom line.
Look, it's a brilliant concept for a show, and well executed, and fair play. Much of that is down to your good self. Uncharted, of course, on Wednesdays on RTÉ 1 and on the RTÉ Player at 9:35. That is the unbelievable Ray Goggins.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.